Today's Shiri Mishnah Berurah Yomi is Daf Kuf Omud Beis, and we begin, we're still in Simen Samach Vav, the halachos of interruptions in Kriyat Shema, and we begin with Sif Dalud, which is found on the bottom of Kuf Omud Aleph. And the Mechaber writes, Kohen Shaya Kore Kriyat Shema, Ukro Likros Batorah. A Kohen is in the shul, and he's in the middle of Kriyat Shema, he's a little behind the tzibur, and they need a Kohen to go up for the Aliyah, and they call him up to get the Kohen's Aliyah. What should he do? So the Mechaber brings down two opinions. Yesh mi sha'omer, the first opinion is shemavsik, that he should interrupt from saying the Kriyat Shema. The yesh mi sha'omer, sheino mavsik. And the second opinion is, no, he shouldn't interrupt. And the Mishnah Berurah will explain the rationales behind these two opinions in a moment. And the Mechaber paskins, v'halocha kidvarov. The halacha is, according to the latter opinion, yesh mi sha'omer, sheino mavsik. He shouldn't interrupt, let somebody else get the Kohen's Aliyah. As we'll see, even a Yisrael, if he's in the middle of Kriyat Shema and he's not allowed to interrupt, so then somebody else has to get the Aliyah. The Mishnah Berurah in Sif Katan Chaf Dalid writes that he's in the middle of Kriyat Shema, or Shahaya Osik Bebir Chosel. The same halach applies to the brachos of Kriyat Shema as well. Obein Shuol made Be'emtza HaPerek, and whether he's in the middle of one of the paragraphs, Obein HaProkam, or in between the paragraphs, this halach is the same. And he brings down the name the El Yerab and the Derech HaChayim. One exception to this rule is the Bein Gula L'Tfila, Lo yale afilu im kura'uhu. Even according to the first opinion that says he can interrupt, that's in the regular brachos of Kriyat Shema or the Kriyat Shema, whether it's even in the middle of the paragraph, certainly between the paragraphs, according to the first opinion in the Mechaber, you can go up. But the one exception over here is between Ga'al Yisrael and Tudish Mon Esrei. Because there, as we'll learn later on, you're absolutely not allowed to interrupt for anything. Vein tzarech lomar b'yem tzash Mon Esrei. And certainly, if you're in the middle of Shmon Esrei, you certainly can't interrupt there as well. Dirshu footnote number 16 states, on Shabbos, the halacha might be a little bit different. As we'll learn later on, the halachas for Gula L'Tfila are different, actually, slightly more lenient on Shabbos than they are during the week, and it would be permissible to be mafsik ben Gula L'Tfila to answer Amen Yehi Shmei Rabbah, Kedusha, Baruch Hu on Shabbos, but not during the week. But Amir Tzashem, we'll get to those halachas at the appropriate time. Now the Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Chafhei explains the rationales behind the first opinion of the Mechaber that says he is allowed to interrupt, and the second opinion of the Mechaber that says he's not allowed to interrupt. The Mishnah Berurah states, Daha mipnei kvod habrios v'yirosim mafsik, v'chein ar le'el. We have already learned previously that for the kavod of a human being, or the fear that you're supposed to have a human being, you're permitted to interrupt. So certainly, v'kol shekein mipnei kvod haTorah. The first opinion in the Mechaber says you're allowed to interrupt, says, alachas kama v'kama, for respect for the Torah. Here they need somebody to get the Aliyah, so of course you'd be allowed to interrupt. And according to this, ulefize, afilu koruli yisrol alos haTorah. This din has nothing to do with the Kohen. Even a Yisrael who's called up and he's in the middle of Shema, even though there are 20 other Yisraelim there that could get the Aliyah, he would also be allowed to go up according to this understanding. Gam kein mafsik, afilu b'yemtza Kriyat Shema, even though he's in the middle of Kriyat Shema. So then why did the Shulchan Aruch, the Mechaber, say a Kohen? The lo nakar Shulchan Aruch Kohen, the only reason the Shulchan Aruch specifically mentioned the Kohen over here, rach mishum revusa the hayeshomer hasheni, that's because to accent the opinion in the second opinion brought down by the Mechaber that you're not allowed to interrupt, that certainly for Yisrael you're not allowed to interrupt, but even for a Kohen you wouldn't be allowed to interrupt, shesirulei de'eno masik afilu b'kohen, that even a Kohen is not allowed to interrupt his Shema to go get the Aliyah. What's the reasoning? V'taimam de'ein b'zeh b'zoyin l'Torah. In this fashion, it's not a b'zoyin. Everybody sees he's saying Shema, so everybody knows he's not going up because he's in the middle of Shema. Kimish eino mafsik mishum shosik b'mitzvah kriya Shema b'yachosel. That's why he's not going up, not because he doesn't want to show respect to the Torah. Furthermore, v'gam afa bishu kohen, and even though he's a kohen, and lochush lefugomo, you might have said, okay, Yisrael, if he doesn't get an aliyah, nobody's going to say his lineage is impure. But a kohen who's not called up, and they call up a Yisrael in his place, they'll say, wow, that kohen must not have a pure lineage, and he's not really a kohen. So you have to be choshesh under normal circumstances for the kavod of a kohen. Here he says, we're not choshesh over here, that people will not think that he's a proper kohen, im lo yale, if he doesn't go up for the aliyah, shiotzi olav la shupasel, and people will go and say he's not a kosher kohen. We don't consider that, or choshesh that anybody will have that concern. Why? Kivan demash eino ole, the reason he's not going up, mishum sha'omi b'mokum she'eino rasha lafsik, because everybody sees he's in the middle of Shema, and he's not let interrupt. And therefore, ein b'zeh pagam, there's no concern over here that it will be a pagam, a blemish on his lineage. The eidu akol, and everybody will know, the mihai taimuhu, and this is the reason he didn't go up. And therefore, va'ola afu Yisrael b'mokomo, and in that situation, you can even call up, there's no other coin there, a Yisrael in his place, it men kan coin acher, if there is no other coin to go up. Siv Katan Chavav, the Mechaber Paskin Valochi Kidvarv, the Mishnah Berurah states, the Ha'achronim Kosvu We don't follow the psak of the Mechaber that says you go and follow the second Yeshomim who says you should not be mafsik, but we in fact, the Achronim, he brings this down in the name of the Levush, the Lechem Chamudos, the Knesset Hagdola, and the Shagas Aryeh, that we paskin like the first opinion. And therefore, even if they call up a Yisrael who's in the middle of Shema, not only a Kohen, but even a Yisrael who's in the middle of Shema, who are made b'mensa Kriya Shema, or the Brachos of Kriya Shema, even though there's plenty of other Yisraelim that could get the Aliyah, we paskin in the name of the Sachron in the Mishnah Berurah says that we allow even a Yisrael to go up because of Kavanat Torah. However, Levad, Imu Omed, Reposu Shema Yisrael, Barshen Kwa Machosoli on Boed, then Lo Yafsik B'em Son. Only in the first two psukim over here, Shema Yisrael and Baruch Shem, do we not allow him to interrupt. What should he do? El Yigmarim V'yachakach Yali. He should quickly say them as he's walking up to the Torah, and then he's allowed to say the brachos and listen to the laning and get the aliyah. Ve'in L'shanos HaMinog V'pnei HaMachlokes. And we do not change this. This is in fact the minog, and we leave it this way in the name of the Magen Avraham because we don't want to engender machlokes in the shul. However, but as the person is called up, he's in the middle of a paragraph, he should try to finish till the end of that paragraph, if he possibly can. And if he can't finish till the end of the paragraph, at least to the end of a pasuk or the end of an inyan, the end of a subject. But if it's going to delay, he shouldn't delay the tzibur. Omnam. Furthermore, the Mishnah Berurah says, Lo yikru im hachazen. When he gets the aliyah, he shouldn't go and read along silently with the chazen, as is the custom that when a person gets an aliyah, he should read along silently with the chazen. Here, don't do that. Rak sheyir lahatosaz. No, tilt your ears, so to say, and lishmoa mimenu, and listen carefully to what the Baal Kriya is laning, and don't say it along with him. And certainly, at the end of your aliyah, don't ask to make a mishaberach. However, the nira di emetsa mishaberach shakach shochach hachazen shemo v'sholo. If when they give you the mishaberach, the gabbai over here, they call him the chazen. The gabbai over here, if gets your name and he asks you what your name is, then lukuliyam mutul hashivo v'mnei kovod. You would be allowed to answer him out of respect for him to tell him your name. You know, Yanko ben Yitzchok. You'd be allowed to tell him that. And now when this person goes down from getting the aliyah and he continues reading the Shema, he goes right back to the place where he interrupted from. He doesn't have to reread any of the parts, even though a great deal of time has passed, more than enough time that he could have read the rest of the paragraph, the rest of the Shema. Nevertheless, he just goes back to the place where he paused. The Mishnah Berurah then concludes and he says, all of this is bidyavid. Shekvar Kiro, so this is if after the fact they called him up in Aliyah. But if you'd ask a Shaila, should the Gabbai call him such a person, even a Kohen, L'chatchilo, afilu omi b'bichas kriyashma, for koshikim b'kriyashma atzma, if he's saying in the brachos of kriyashma, and certainly in the kriyashma itself, and you'd ask a Shaila, should you call this person up? Lo yikro, so do not call the person up. Afilu ain't shom Kohen alu, even though he's the only Kohen in the shul. He's in the middle of kriyashma, don't call him up. As we've already pointed out, there is no concern, according to this opinion, that there will be a blemish on his lineage. Everybody sees that he's in the middle of davening. That's why he's not coming up for the aliyah. What should they do? You call up Yisrael to take his place. And you say, Yisrael ben Yaakov bimkom Kohen. Even though there's a Kohen there, you're allowed to do this. Finally, the Mishnah Berurah says, there are those that disagree. There are those that are concerned that if there's a Kohen there and you don't call him up, it will be a blemish on him. People say, oh, why didn't he get Kohen? It must be that he's not a Kohen. Not everybody sees that he's saying Kriya Shema. They'll see him over there. They think he's part of the minion. They don't realize that he's saying Kriya Shema. And they'll say, he didn't get called up. He obviously is not a Kohen. And therefore the Mishnah Berurah concludes and he says, in order not to cause this potential problem, certainly if he's between the paragraphs, you can call him up even l'chatrila, so it doesn't cause a blemish on his lineage. The person himself, however, if he realizes he's the only Kohen there and he's late and he's going to be in the middle of Kriya Shema when they're starting the laning, he should go out of the shul, so when they're calling Kohen, he's literally not in the shul, so then there's no problem. And the same din would apply to a Levi. Benira Pashut, and it appears simple to me, straightforward, the Mishnah Berurah says, the Sefer Torah Munach al HaShulchan, the Ein Lohan Mish Yuchel Likrosba. The Sefer Torah is opened up, and he's the only guy in the shul that knows how to lane, and he's in the middle of Kriyashma. Kim Zeshu Omeid Kriyashma Bichasel, the only person that knows how to do the laning is the person who is in the middle of the Brachas of Kriyashma or Kriyashma. Then Lakuliyama, everybody would say, both opinions in the Mechaber, Yochel Hasik Mekorah Torah, you'd certainly be allowed to go and interrupt his Kriyashma or the Brachas of Kriyashma, even in the middle of the Prokim, and laying the Torah for everybody else. And as he's being called up there, if he can at least finish the paragraph that he's in the middle of, that would be best. He should try not to be the gabbai, however, as well, to call the people up for the laning, mitam hefse, because of the concern of the interruption. But again, it would seem that if there's absolutely nobody else, it's a bal tshuva shul, he's trying to create a minion over here, and nobody else really knows anything, and he's trying to run the minion, mistam, he'd be allowed to do that as well. But certainly in most shuls, where there would be somebody else that can at least call up the people, even though he's the only person that knows how to lane, so then he would be allowed to lane, even though he's in the middle of the kriyashma. But he should, as we just said, try to finish at least the paragraph that he's in, so he'll be bein haprokim. Now, there are a lot of Dirshu footnotes over here that add in a little bit of additional information, so we'll go through a whole bunch of them now. In Dirshu footnote number 17, he points out, the chen lalos la maftir, a person would be allowed even to get the maftir, according to the opinion that says he can go up when he's called up for an ali in the middle of the Shema or the Baruchas of Kriya Shema, and the Tila L'David says he's allowed to go up and can even do the Haftorah, as is our minhag. If he'd be allowed to bench a gomel, so the Shevet HaLevi, Rav Ozan Zatzal, says, lo yafsik, that he's not allowed to make a gomel. Make the gomel, the birchas gomel that he has to make for a situation that requires him to bench gomel, so then he would not be allowed to do that now, do that at another time. What about the fact that normally the person who gets an aliyah stays up there till the end of the next person's aliyah? Here, in this situation, the Aruch HaShulchan writes, he should go back to his seat and finish off the Kriya Shema. He doesn't have to stay up there for the second Aliyah. In Dirshu footnote number 18, he brings down, what about Duchening for Birchas Kohanim? So the Kaf HaChaim writes, and also as well, Shelus Tshuva Silchas Ketanos, Shem Yesham Kohanim Achirim, Yetzia Chutzah. He shouldn't stay in the shul. He should leave the shul before it say. And this way, since there are other Kohanim, it won't affect the shul's ability to Duchen. And he should leave so he doesn't have to interrupt the Shema. But if he's the only Kohen, then he's allowed to go up because of the Kovenet Tzibur. And they add furthermore, Shem Yochol Yisayim is a Parsha. Again, the same idea, that if you can finish at least the paragraph that you're in the middle of, that would be the best thing to do. On the other hand, Ruch Chaim Kanievsky Shlita brings down that even if there are other Kohanim present, he's still allowed to go up in Duchen, even though there are other Kohanim that would allow them to Duchen. But he can also go up there even though he's in the middle of the Brachos of Kriyashma or the Kriyashma. In footnote number 19, he brings down that even if the person was in between paragraphs and he's getting the aliyah, Rosh Shlomo Zalman Zatzal says he shouldn't read along with the Baal Kriya, the one who's laning, he shouldn't read along with him. And this is especially true nowadays where people aren't makbid to do this. Again, the halacha is that you should do it, but he says many people apparently are not makbid to do this, so certainly he shouldn't read along nowadays. The issue footnote number 20 brings down, the Chaynim Roesh HaKore B'Torah Toa B'Kriya. You get the Aliyah, you're in the middle of Shema, and you're getting the Aliyah, and the Baal Kriya makes a mistake. So he brings down the Shelus Tshuva slave Chaim, that he should try not to speak to correct the person. Somehow show him, point to him, make some motion over here, take out a chumish and point to the right words that he missed, but try not to interrupt with words, because that would be a hefsek. Footnote number 21 brings down, what about during the month of Elul, if he's the only person that knows how to blow the shofar? So he brings down from the Maram Brisk, he says you'd be allowed to do this in between the paragraphs because this is no different than asking Shalom Aleichem from a respected person. There's nobody more important than the entire Tzibur, who quote Tzibur Odif, and the Tzibur's Kavod takes precedence to his saying the Shema over here. Now we continue in the Mechaber Sif Hei. The Mechaber writes, the following are the definitions, what we've been talking about, in between the paragraphs, so he states clearly what they are. I think most people will know this. Bein bracha rishona l'shnia, between the first bracha and the second bracha, before the kriyashma. That would be from the bracha of Yotze Or to the bracha of Ava Rabba. Bein shnia l'shma, between the conclusion of Ava Rabba to the Shema itself. Bein shma v'ayim shemo, between the first paragraph of Shema to v'ayim shemo, then the second paragraph, and v'ayim shemo l'vayomer, the third paragraph. However, Those are called Bein HaProkim, but between Avo Bein Vayomer LeEmes VeYatziv Lo Yafzik, between the conclusion of the Shema, the third paragraph, Vayomer, to the start of Emes VeYatziv VeNachon, there you're not allowed to interrupt at all, Shelo LaHafzik Bein Hashem LeEmes, because based upon a pasuk in Yirmiyah, we don't interrupt between Hashem Lokechem Emes, so therefore that's not called the Bein HaProkim, that has the status of being not a place where you interrupt. What should you do? Elo Yomar Ani Hashem Lokechem Emes, say those words together, and then whatever the laws are in terms of Be'emtza HaPerek would apply here as well. You're in the middle of the Perek of Emes V'yatziv V'nochom, but don't stop after Emes, and as we'll see, the Mishnah Berurah says, some say V'yatziv also means Emes, so therefore wait till after you say Emes V'yatziv before you take into effect all the halachas of Be'emtza HaPerek for this interruption. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Kav Zayin writes, Ubein HaProkim the Arvis. What about during Maariv time? The Mechaber over here starts talking about Shachris. So he says, Gam Kein Dinam Kamo B'Shachris, the same Dinam apply. The Brachos are slightly different, obviously, but the same Dinam apply. And then he says, look in the Bir Halacha. And the Bir Halacha over here, Dibra Maskel Ve'eluhin Bein HaProkim, adds that at night time there is a whole discussion if Vayomer has the same status. Since technically Vayomer, Tzitzis, Einu Noe Gela Vayom. Brings down the Rambam, who says that at night it does have the same status, but he says, V'tzarech Ian further. In addition, he writes down between Vayomer LeEmes VeAmuna at night time has the same halachos as all the other paragraphs, and he says likewise Goal Yisroel LaHashkivenu at night time also has the status of Bein HaProkim. The Bir Halacha continues and he says for the bracha Baruch Hashem LeYolam Amen VeAmen, that too has the status of Bein HaProkim. And Dirshu footnote number 25 brings down that at Maariv time, when you technically can interrupt and say Yala V'Yavo to remind the Tzibur to say Yala V'Yavo in the Shmoneh Esrei, we'll learn later in Simen Reish Lamed Vav, Mutar Rak Bein Kaddish L'Tfilo, you should only do this right before the Shmoneh Esrei, after the Kaddish, and not during the Brachos of Kriyashma, even Bein HaProkim. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot Chav Ches explains why we don't interrupt between Hashem Elokechem Emes. He says, Hatam, the reason is because of the Pasuk in Yirmiyah, Mishum Dersiv Hashem Elokim Emes, Lefikoch Ein Lahavsik Bo, to parallel this Pasuk, we don't interrupt. V'chomer Afilu Meyem Tzaperik, and this is a more stringent law than even in the middle of the paragraphs of Shema. And he says to look in the Vilna Gaon, the Bir HaGrov, for further discussion. Sivkot Chav Tes, he writes, Shalo Lahavsik, between Hashem Lokechem Emes, he points out here, Afilu Bishio Biyama, even to pause, never mind not talking, that's not correct to even pause there. Sivkot Lamedi says, Lokechem Emes, Mashvash Ein Tzorech Lomar Yosi, you don't have to say anything else, and then you could technically interrupt like Be'emtza Perech. However, he says, Yesh Sovrim Dekivan Deviyatsiv, Hu Gam Kein Loshun Emes, since the word Viyatsiv also means truth, Ein Lahavsik Bein Emes Liyatsiv, you shouldn't interrupt there as well. And he brings down the Bir Agro, Maskim LaShulchan Aruch. He says, well, technically the Bir Agro says, you like the Shulchan Aruch, that after the word Hashem Elokechem Emes, you have the status of Bein HaProkim, but you should be Zohar to follow this additional comment, not to interrupt till after the Yatziv as well. And that concludes today's shiur.